What do you know about Johnny Spells?
Some job went south. He was sticking up a bank, and he got into the Harvest Men.
Oh, the Harvest Men. I went to the Harvest Festival all growing up.
They're a hardcore cult.
What?
The Harvest Men want the apocalypse. So what they were trying to do was to create a Hellmouth. Portal to Hell would be something that had to do with a religious iconography or had some kind of connection to the lower plane.
Oh, God, thank God you're here, Kristen. Somebody attacked the church.
The door to the rectory is missing.
I think somebody softened the stone around it and then pulled the doorway away.
I think that doorway might be like the thing that somebody would need to go through to like make the apocalypse happen.
All right, back to school.
I want to disguise myself as a harvestman.
You guys hear a colossal shrieking noise and the breaking of stone in the Blood Rush field.
Oh, okay. Run!
We run towards it.
Coach Daybreak turns, smiles. Let's play ball!
Hoot, growl, hoot, growl, hoot, growl, hoot, growl.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to Fantasy High. My name is Brendan Lee Mulligan. These are our intrepid heroes. Say hi, intrepid heroes.
Hi, intrepid heroes.
Keep doing it, and it's funny every time. Guys, last we left off, our heroes rushed to the Blood Rush field to see Coach Daybreak and his team of skeletal owlbears. The battle begins as the arch from the Church of Soul glimmers with kinetic magic potential, not fully opened yet.
Hey, Kristen, when this was in your church, were all those skulls there?
Yeah, did you have all the skulls?
Hey, what's up with these
skulls?
There
are just a few skulls, but they were more like to remember what not to be.
Okay.
Yeah, that's uh-huh. a red flag.
Yeah.
Now, all of you guys, twilight fades, the sun sets in the west. Skeletons charge forward as Coach Daybreak blows on his whistle. Fabian, you are first to act.
Right. Can I first call to the hangman? Or like however we communicate?
By all means, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you say to the hangman?
Hangman, to the Blood Rush field, post haste.
Master, I come with all the swiftness of hell.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You see that the hangman responds to you and says,
"Right now, I am back waiting for you at the home of Kristen Appleby's. I will rush there as soon as I can."
Oh, fantastic.
But it's sunset, so it's rush hour, so yeah, you gotta add 10 minutes on there.
Well, I mean, just make sure on the yellows, like, just push through, you
know? I'll push through on the yellows, master.
Fantastic. And with that, I think I'll... Can I... So I see you mentioned that there's a chest on the field.
Yes, you see, actually, go ahead and make a perception check.
Oh, wow, 15.
Looking forward, you see not a ball, but a sort of smoking purple orb in the hand of one of the skeletons that is kind of cocking a hand back with this orb, basically.
Like he's going to throw it?
Like he's going to throw it.
Fantastic. Mm. I'll take a dash action and move further to this side of the field, as far forward into this side of the field as I can.
Go ahead and grab Fabian there, and moving diagonally, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have 3 squares of movement left, if you'd like.
I'll take that. Yeah, I'll go. Over there.
12. You guys see Fabian fucking dart onto the field. Just tearing across the field. That is going to be Daybreak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, you see Coach Daybreak darting through the skeletons, blowing his whistle.
Wow.
And Coach Daybreak action surges and is going to take some swings.
That's fine.
Okay. Oof. Oof is always good.
Love an oof.
Yeah, hearing like a ton of dice.
Yeah.
Rolling.
cages die?
We might need to play some defense.
Coach
here.
Daybreak slashes you with his spear for 18 points of damage. Shouldn't have come back to the field, kiddo. You got no heart.
Ha, is that the best you've got?
Yeah.
That's going to be Adine.
I'm going to move to here. I'm going to cast Fly on my boy Gorgug right here. and then I'm going to move forward the rest of my movement.
Does Gorgug know that you did that to him?
Yes.
What are you doing? Five. What's happening?
You can fly now.
What?
Good luck.
Twelve. Ooh, just rushing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Bum. Bum.
Holy shit, what the
fuck? You guys see these skeletons rush the field.
How many people have died doing this?
Guy in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is going to be Riz.
Okay, I would like to use my investigate skill, my inquisitive archetype, to see where the quarterback is eyeing to throw the ball. Like, okay. See who he's eyeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a 23.
23, you see that this, not that the quarterback has any eyes to speak of,
right.
But his empty hollow sockets seem to be pointed in the direction of this receiver rushing past Fabian.
Mm. Okay. All right, I'm just going to stand in front of here and ready in action to shoot somebody or grab the ball if it comes near the, like, kind of play goalie.
You're going to ready an action to do what specifically when what happens?
If somebody throws the ball at it, I'm going to try to catch it or block it.
Okay, you're going to try to catch the ball if there is... Gotcha, cool.
Yeah, or swat it out of somebody's hand. I'm going to play goalie.
Rad. Fig, that's you.
Okay. So I am currently disguised as a harvestman.
That's correct.
Does it seem like they're buying it?
The amount of chaos on the field in front of you makes it seem like a social interaction at this point in time may not have a high likelihood of success.
Okay. Then I would like to run...
I relay that information to everybody that he's looking at this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
In Elvish.
What happened?
And then I whispered up Gorgug. Oh.
Okay. I would like to... I am a harvestman. So I'm gonna run over here, and I'm gonna shout to Daybreak,
hey, I'm here to help you clean up this mess.
Fig, go ahead and make me a deception roll with disadvantage, if you'd be so
kind. I got a 24.
Really?
Yeah, I got
your worst
a 14
roll?
And then a 13, and I have 11 deception.
You see, yeah. Daybreak goes, hell yeah, brother, get in here, help out!
And then I'm going to cast suggestion on him, because that's the closest, and say, give me the ball. Pass me the ball.
Okay.
That's a wisdom saving throw.
That's a wisdom saving throw. What's the DC on that?
16.
The skeleton goes ah, and starts rushing right towards you. That is.
And then I'm gonna wink at old Riz and give him some bardic inspiration. Right.
That's gonna be Kristen.
I'm gonna cast bless on you three.
Oh, sweet, cool.
Instead.
That's great.
And then what was that other thing?
I gotta remember that I'm blessed.
Blessed.
We're blessed.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna move out, like, as far as I could get towards the middle.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is where you go.
Cool.
Yeah, you have high AC, you'd probably be good to, if we have to, like, play a ball game a little bit, it seems like high armor class would be good to have, like, in the back near the goal.
Yeah.
The apocalypse goal, as it were.
Great. Gorgog, that's going to be you, baby.
So I am flying, which means I get more movement?
Yeah, you get 60 more movement.
Or 60 movement.
60 total. Movement. And you can go up and down as well.
Sack on.
Dude. As forward.
Fucking leap over the line, man.
I can't. I don't think I can get all the way there, though. With 60?
No, but it's 60 movement, which means you could take a dash and a regular movement and do 120.
I still couldn't tack at the end.
Dude,
right?
No. Jump on top. Can he get there and jump on top of the ball?
You're taking your action to move.
Okay.
So, no.
But at least you'd be there.
I want to run to the guy I think he's going to throw it to first. Because I don't think I think in any case, like, I can get there in two turns no matter what if I get there.
If you can get there in one turn, you can ready an action.
I can't if I use my action, right?
Yeah, so you have 60 feet of movement.
Yeah.
Where do you want to move?
I want to move to, okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. If I have 60 feet of movement, can I move 11 squares?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go here, and I'm gonna go into a rage. I'm gonna just smack this guy.
A flying rage.
A flying.
It's like so anime.
Go ahead and make an acrobatics check for me, if you'd be so
kind.
Oh
yes. Okay, with bless.
With bless, yeah.
Ooh, I got a 23.
How does with a 23? How does Gorgug fly when he flies?
Oh, I think he's like, kind of like. Just like head first, like
Velcro style. Yeah. You're like 3 feet above the ground, just screaming like a comet.
3 feet above the ground? It's
too low.
Lateral.
You look like a Roomba.
Gorgug, you run and just fucking scream. Are you, and you're holding your action, or are you gonna attack?
I was gonna attack.
Go for it.
Yeah. First one is 15. Does that hit?
A 15 does hit, yes.
Okay, cool. Ooh. So I hit him for, yes. 18.
Bones all in the fucking air. Gone, baby. Just dust.
That was too easy. They're going to start coming out of that chest.
We're out of here.
As soon as you hit that one, you see that the quarterback sees their intended target obliterated, goes, switches at the last second. Their throw has disadvantage as a result of having to switch at the last second, and is going to throw to another receiver. Okay. Quarterback throws, this receiver over here, bam, gets the ball. You see Daybreak goes, good pass, good hustle on the field.
I pretend like, yeah, we're winning, right, Daybreak?
Fabian, your turn.
So the ball has been, so it's on the other side of the field now. Yes, it is.
Yes, the ball's on the other side of the field.
Great. You know, I'll stay engaged in combat with the man who would not let me on the team. I'll attack Coach Dawn Star.
Dawn. Daybreak. Daybreak.
Daybreak. Hey, if I were on the team, I would know. 18.
Hits.
Great.
And you have your extra attack ability.
I do. So should I roll that right now? Or
yeah, go. If you're going to attack him again, go for it. All right.
And that's 13.
13 misses.
Okay. 13.
Your rapier flicks out and slashes through his sweatshirt. He leans out of the way and just a tiny snick across the arm. Don't see the moves from tryouts today. That's now going to be Daybreak, who's going to come back at you. Daybreak's gonna hit you for 12 points of damage. slicing you again. That is going to be Adine.
I would like to cast Web.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4 by 1, 2, 3, 4. So basically these four guys are in web.
Those four right there, hell yeah.
And my saving throw is, it's a dex saving throw, and it's 15 is my spell
DC
save DC.
Is 15, okay. Okay, big hulking bruiser. Cool. Thinner, smaller skeletons leap through the web as it kind of plays around them. The bruiser is stuck in place around the web.
And what does having a bonus action mean? Does that just mean because I haven't moved, I get to do?
Bonus action only applies if you have an ability that allows you to use a bonus action, basically.
Oh, okay. Which I don't think I have any of, right?
No, I do not believe you.
I just was confused that other people got that. I don't think I have any of those.
Cool. These skeletons go. These two are going to come for Gorgug.
Bring it on.
This one goes for Fig.
But I look like a harvestman.
You do look like a harvestman. Doesn't go for you. Goes for Kristen.
You have way higher AC than me.
Adine. This one comes for Adine as well. This guy sprints for the door. Riz, you have your readied action at this point.
Okay.
With a bless, don't forget.
Yep, I'm going to.
And Bardic Inspiration if you need it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Oh, yeah, Bardic Inspiration.
Wait, you don't even need to because I'm going to give you my nat 20 on my divination roll that I got this morning.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to try to blast the ball out of his hand.
So you want to blast the ball out of his hand?
Yep.
With a nat 20, anything is possible. So you see this skeleton with the orb under its hand goes, you see that the door starts to glimmer and shine red. Dark shadows, as the door and portal is about to open, you boom, ball perfectly up in the air. You snag it as this skeleton dives at what he thought was going to be a portal, but instead becomes nothing, slams his head into the back of a fucking nothing. You have the ball.
Jesus Christ.
The ball has the ball.
The ball has the ball. The ball has the ball. The ball has to go back in the chest,
yes.
People. That's what needs to happen. Yeah, I say that in Elvish.
Yeah.
That is
Gorgug,
now
what she said was
insane. Now they're gonna make some grapple checks.
Nah, shit.
Adam, I'm gonna need you to make some opposed athletics checks.
I love it. I'm so good at athletics. Minus two.
Do you beat a 13? Let me know.
Eight. No, I got an eight.
Another skeleton takes a swing at you.
Oh, what's your, shit.
For 8 points of damage.
Okay.
With a sword, you are also grappled. One of them is like tackled you to the ground. Kristen, I'm gonna need you to make an opposed athletics check.
Great. Athletics. 17.
One of these guys leaps at you and you crack him across the head with your staff down to the ground.
So he's on the ground now?
Yeah, he flopped down trying to get you. Other guys tied up in webs. Gorgug, I'm going to need you to make these. You make these with advantage as you're raging.
Okay.
And I believe you have Bless.
Yes.
Let me know if you beat a 7. Doesn't seem like it'll be too hard.
Ooh, I got one nat 1, but I had a 10 outside of that. Well, plus
athletics.
And then
athletics.
Plus 17. 17. Go ahead and make another roll with advantage.
Oh, a nat 20 and a 17 and 2. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nat 20. Both of these guys leap at you and boom, boom, they're fucking on the deck. Ha! incredible. Now it is going to be Riz's turn.
Full dash action to Gorgug and a hop on his back. Get us to the goal, baby! I know how this game works. Riz definitely doesn't know anything about sports.
Incredible. Fig, that's you.
Okay. I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to look. Actually, I'd like to move here, and I'm going to project a cone of fear on these four guys.
Ooh, rad. Okay. And what is the DC on that?
The DC will be 16 wisdom saving throw.
16 wisdom saving throw.
I project a phantasmal image of their worst fears.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
And then if they don't succeed, then they become frightened. They have to drop whatever they're holding and try to run away.
Sweet.
You hit a boom on your guitar, and a cone of just sound and pure rock.
I'm using my ruby guitar pick.
The three skeletons that are tackling Adine and Kristen all look, and you see, made of pure sonic vibration, a giant bulldog appears, gnawing on a bone. They all go. to try to start running away. That's going to be Kristen.
That's awesome. Let's see. Wait, so this harvest man just showed up with a bass guitar on him?
They might.
They didn't think
they anything
of it.
They probably have figured it out by now.
Yeah.
No,
but she did
I
get
still,
that one pass, which makes it worth it.
I still shout it back to Daybreak, it. And I say, we're on the same team, guy.
I'm just going to use my turn to bless the other three of us.
Actually, one thing about bless is I think it might be a concentration spell. I think we may have gotten this wrong last time.
Ooh.
So I think you can actually only bless, the three people that you blessed.
Oh, okay, cool. Dang. Then I am going to...
You have undead stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, these guys are already turned away, though.
Yeah, right. So I have a 30-foot radius for this. So I'm going to get as close as I can to this cluster.
Okay. That guy's going to get an attack of opportunity.
Is
on
he?
You.
He's frightened.
He'll get it with... Oh, he is frightened. He
he's
can
frightened.
Only run.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Fuck
yeah. Too scared to hit you.
How many spaces is 30 feet?
6 squares.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I am going... I don't really have a religion right now, but I'm going to take out the on the subject of world religions and channel divinity.
Oh, cool. What are you doing? Turn undead?
I have to turn undead and destroy undead.
Now, destroy undead automatically happens when you turn undead.
Okay.
So they're going to make wisdom saving throws.
Cool. So I'll do that for those four... or those three guys.
Okay. Daybreak is not undead. He's alive, but the two skeletons there are going to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
What do you say as you're holding this book of, like, comparative world religions alive?
Sometimes it's sad to have more questions than answers, but... live la vida loca!
Both skeletons explode into dust.
Living la vida loca.
I don't have. Really, Ricky Martin is the only thing I've fully believed in.
Oh my god, maybe a real religion is dance.
Exactly.
Oh my god, you're right.
Or poppers.
Or hits.
Yes.
That is going to be Gorgug.
Outside, inside out.
Well, I'm gonna take a full dash action and go with Riz on my back to try to put the thing in the.
Dunk the ball.
Dunk the ball.
Dunk
the ball.
That ball.
The double ball.
So I'm still
playing
like this.
Me.
And I.
Cool. I'm going to need you to make an opposed athletics check for me.
Okay. And that's an advantage?
That is going to be with advantage, yes.
Cool. Ooh. Okay. I got a 24.
24, that's good. It's not as good as a nat 20.
Dang.
First of all, you take off into the fucking air.
Shit.
So you are up flying towards this, and you hear, fucking loser! Oh, no. And Rod Barkrock comes running, leaps. Bam! Hits you mid-air, fully grapples you to the ground. Riz, I'm gonna need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Sure. 14, 18.
You do not go prone, now make a strength saving throw.
Did you ever use your bardic inspiration?
Oh, wait, hang on, 14. Dexterity saving throw, sorry. Plus 7, 11, 21.
21 is great. You do not go prone. Go ahead and make a strength saving throw.
All right.
Did you ever use your bardic?
No, I might need it for the strength saving throw. I'm not good at strength. 12 minus 2, 10.
The orb goes.
I'm gonna use my bardic inspiration.
All right, let's see if you get a 15.
Please. Fucking 5 or 6.
Yay!
Sweet.
That
a visage of me appears and winks at you.
I need to be good at sports right now.
You spring from there with this full, fully on your feet. Rog is going to take some more swings at you, Gorgug.
Who?
Rog, who's like on top of you, takes a sword out from his back.
That makes sense.
Hits you for that one.
So many dice.
You take 13 plus 17. So you take 17 points of damage halved to 8.
Okay. 71.
Is he still flying though?
You still are flying, but Rog is like fully like on you, like slashing you with the sword. You fucking loser! You fucking go after Coach, dude! I'll fucking kill you!
Oh my god, I want to go after Coach now.
So yeah, your movement was heavy, but you never took your action, Gorgug, actually, on this turn, because he had a ready to action. So if you want to take your action, you can.
If I can try to, I have to get out of the grapple. So I'm going
to
try.
You can deal damage to him if you want, or you can break out of the grapple.
I'm going to deal damage to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Let this kid up.
Purple
grapple.
This is hot.
What is the effect of the damage? Is it like halved or something because I'm grappled?
It might be half because he's in a rage right now.
Oh, great.
But you are prone, so you do have disadvantage.
Okay. I'm just gonna attack him anyway.
Okay, cool.
And can I do all three of my attacks if I never
you
did
can
my...
do all three
okay,
of your attacks.
Okay, great. So this is my first one. Okay, so that is 79, 16.
16 hits.
Okay. Don't you have just one dice because you have advantage from raging?
No, that's a different. I have to do reckless attacks.
Yeah.
So that hits. All right. Which is I hit him for 11.
11 points of damage. Damn.
Then the next one, I've halved. Obviously, I guess. I had a nat 20 in there. But the lower one is 22.
22 hits, yes.
So that would be 8 plus 6.
That's going to be, 14? So that's another 7?
Yes. And then my last frenzy attack. That is only a 11.
11 does not hit. You guys see Rog and Gorgug just bam, bam, just like rolling on the fucking rocks, like cracking the stone underneath them with the force of their hitting each other.
Uh-huh.
That is going to be Fabian.
Well, I guess I see that Gorgug and the ball seem to.
Seem to have fucked it up again.
I mean, no, they seem to have a handle on things. I just want to. The ball seems to have a. You can
there
handle.
Is, there
you
is.
Can handle him, right?
I am
the ball.
A tiny goblin, and there is a giant dude with spiked shoulder pads, like the goddamn road warriors from WWF.
Okay.
But having daybreak near me isn't good
exactly.
either.
That's yeah.
what, having daybreak this, isn't good.
So
near me
I'll
either.
Continue to just engage
just
daybreak.
Wail on that dude.
Yeah, let's wail on him.
Wail on the coach, man.
Hey, we're doing my best. Yeah, I'll take two more shots of the coach.
Dude, your dad would be so proud if he killed a coach. Killed the coach.
19.
19. That is going to hit.
Isn't that a critical hit for you?
19 is a critical hit.
Oh, excuse me. That's with my attack. If it was a crit. And then 10.
All right. That's one hit, though.
For 13 again.
Hell yeah.
And then I will bonus action to the second wind.
Coach Daybreak takes another 13.
Yeah, and then I'm back up. We're level 5 right now?
Yes. That is correct.
All right, then I'm back up to 42.
Yeah.
Woo! That is going to be Daybreak, who's going to come swinging at you again. He's going to hit you for 12, 17 points of damage. And then I'm going to need you to make an opposed athletics check, please.
Blessed.
Blessed.
I'm not blessed.
Not blessed.
That's 19.
You guys are just rubbing it in.
Oh, well, you'll be able to do like a touch heal on him because you're right there.
Yeah.
You take another 8 points of damage as Coach Daybreak sweeps your legs out from under you, sends you to your back, and goes, "Hey, better luck next time." Goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, rushing towards Riz.
Well,
That's going to be Adine. Your web spell ends, by the way.
Oh. But remember, these people, you can run away from these people because they're frightened.
Yeah.
But the bruiser is free.
Yeah. I got trouble down here in the backfield.
Yeah.
These guys are still afraid, though, right?
Oh, they look. Make an arcana check.
22.
Yeah, you can tell that they've all been affected by a fear spell. Yeah.
Okay.
What about that guy is still in the.
Oh, this guy. Oh, this guy.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. If someone threw it to him.
Yep.
Hail Mary.
Yeah. Can I actually cast Witch Bolt as a second level spell on this guy? So it goes once and then every. On each of my turns for the duration, you can use your action to deal 1d12 lightning damage to the target automatically.
Yeah, go for it.
Great.
Do you have to roll to hit?
It's a ranged attack.
Yeah, so go ahead and make that spell attack.
10 plus 7, 17.
17 hits.
Great.
Fuck yeah. Go Adine.
So 9 and 7. So 16.
16 points of damage?
Yeah.
You fry that skeleton.
Yeah, that's good.
Rent asunder by lightning. So wanna hand me that bad boy?
Yeah, great. And then can I keep on using Witch Bolt even though that guy is dead?
Unfortunately, I don't know if you can switch targets. Let me know what the spell says if there's anything about switching.
The target takes.
I think once that target's toast, it's just toast.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll move back to here just so that I'm not directly in the way of the goal.
Sure. That's going to be the skeletons. These three skeletons fully rush off the field.
Bye-bye.
Cool, cool. They fully just go run, fleeing. Yeah. This skeleton turns and charges straight for you.
But I'm a harvestman.
You see, and misses you horribly, goes for the tackle and does not hit. You see the orb crackles with magical power. And you see the stone breaks around you. Skeletal arms surge up from the ground as the orb animates three skeletal warriors.
Yeah, we knew there'd be some sort of regeneration.
Yeah, this is too easy.
Yeah.
Around you, they all take swings. What's your armor class?
15.
It's going to be two hits for...
I'm going to half one of them with my cunning, or with my uncanny dodge.
The one to your left or the one to your right?
The one to my left.
That was the more damaged one. You take 3 and then 4 points of damage. And you see that this skeleton over here readies an action. Riz, that's gonna be your turn.
Okay, let's see here. I am going to...
Do you have any kind of like?
I do. I do have some stuff. I have lots of sneaky stuff. I definitely don't want to throw the ball into the chest because that dude is right there. But I can. Okay. Here is my plan.
I am going to use Nimble Escape as a bonus action, so I get to disengage without taking opportunity attacks.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to run sort of... I don't want to get too close, this guy's going to get me. I'm going to run sort of center field, like around here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ready an action to throw the ball to Kristen Appleby's if Daybreak comes for me. Okay. Or if the quarterback comes for me.
Rad.
Great.
Cool. You disengage, no opportunity attacks. You have 30 movement, right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here's good for you.
Yep.
And you get ready to throw the ball if Daybreak comes for you. Gotcha. That's going to be Fig.
Okay. I am going to cast a third level Dissonant Whispers on Coach Daybreak.
Rat.
So he has to do a wisdom saving throw. Otherwise, I will... Well, no matter what, I'll do 5d6. But then he might half it.
Rad. He makes a wisdom saving throw. What's the DC?
16.
Okay. You strike that lick on the base. He turns around. You see, he goes, "Can't get in here. God made it rock solid." And just bright light surrounds his head. You two half damage.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm still doing damage, bitch. Also, you thought I was a harvestman, you fool. 9, 19, 25. Half damage at 25.
Half? Yeah.
Gotcha.
You see that his, like, blood sort of comes out of the side of his mouth as he's just pure rock power hits him in the face.
And then I'm gonna wink at Riz again.
Well, all right.
That's...
Don't get any ideas, because I got a little someone named Dr. Asha.
Kristen, it's going to be you.
I saw.
Okay, great. I am going to reach out, touch Fabian, and cast a third level healing word. So I get to cast as many d4s as the level. So can I borrow your guys' d4s, because I get to roll 3?
You might want to, because healing word is a ranged one. I think cure wounds will do more healing, probably.
Yeah.
Because that'll do, you could do a third level.
A d8 plus my spellcasting ability, which is 5.
So instead of a d4, it would be a d8.
The healing increases by a d8. Oh, for each level. Oh,
yeah.
Dope. Okay, yeah, cool. Then I can touch him. So I go beep, beep.
Rad, go ahead and roll those d8s. And don't forget to add something for a Disciple of Life. Gives you more, I think, right?
Probably gives you, I think it gives you... Two plus the spell's level.
It's a third level spell. So add 5 to whatever you're doing.
Cool. So I'm going to add 5, and then I'm going to add another 5 because that's my spellcasting ability.
Dope.
So it's 3d8s and
plus
then 10.
Yep.
Sweet.
Thanks. I got it. Can I use your d8 too? Is this an 8?
Yep.
Cool. All right. This is for you, baby. A 7, wow. A 7, and a 6. Cool. So
20.
That's 30. You got 30.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Incredible.
Are you back at full?
No, I'm at 47.
The power of whatever divinity Christian is channeling fills your body as your wounds.
Remember when we all believed in the corn god for that one round?
I mean,
now I believe in Ricky Martin.
outside, inside, out.
Yeah, just like Latin vibes. My body's in
the sounds of the Caribbean. That's gonna be Gorgug.
Okay. Gorgug is had enough. He just wants to get up. So, is that an athletic? What do I do to get out of?
You're gonna do a athletics check. You have advantage, and so does Rog.
Okay. Okay. I had a 28.
28?
Yeah.
Oh, you. Bam! Kick Rog square in the chest. He flies off of you. It's going to take half your movement, which you're flying is 30,
okay,
for you to get up. But you have half your movement left.
Okay. I will take my movement to stand behind Riz in the way of...
Oh, dope.
Yeah, the rest of my movement.
Cool. Yeah, you get in front of Riz. Yeah. Dope. Then that's going to be Rog. Rog stands up. And he's swinging right for Riz, baby. That's going to be 17 damage. And then next takes 8 damage.
Okay. That's 15.
Just Rog is a bam, bam, bam.
This is the same turn as the skeletons got a crack at me, right?
Yes, that's correct.
No, it's not. Oh, no, it's they surrounded me, so I can take half of
one of those. One of them was 17, so take away, so add 8 more points back onto there.
Good.
That's Rog's turn. That's going to be Fabian.
Okay. I'd like to action surge and run and grab the ball.
The ball or the ball?
The ball and the ball. And then, I don't know, I mean, this is probably the most illogical way, but in some way, run and jump over that skeleton and attempt to throw the ball and the ball into the chip.
Dunk it. Dunk.
I guess.
Wait, I might get sealed in hell.
So, not you, for sure, be careful.
Like when you're letting a baby jump. Yeah.
How much of that will you let me do?
Here's what we're gonna do. It's half your movement to stand up. So that's 15 right there. Rest of your movement is 1, 2, 3, right? Now, you action surge.
Yes.
You action surge, and you also have your other action. So you can take a dash action.
Yes.
To 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Go ahead and give me, I'm gonna say, an athletics check to grab Riz. I don't think Riz is contesting. So we'll call this a flat, to not break your movement at all.
Got it.
I'll say you pick him up on a 10, you pick him up without breaking your movement on a 15.
Great. Let's do it.
Sorry, you don't have bless.
It's all good. It's a 17 flat without my athletics. I mean, I should be on the Blood Rush team. I belong on this team. Can I make direct eye contact with Daybreak as I flawlessly just pick the ball up?
You see, Daybreak is looking at you as you're just sprinting past unbelievably. Goes, what the hell? So you still have, you've used your action surge to dash. You got your movement. You have your regular action remaining to get there and dunk this thing in.
I mean, if that's not possible, either as much of dunking or shooting the ball and the ball.
All of this is legit thus far. You're within movement. This guy has a ready to action and is going to come and make an athletics check against you. This is a very important athletics check. Can we bring out the Box of Doom here real quick?
Ooh. Great, great.
Fabian Aramaeus Seacaster is sprinting towards the rune-covered chest at the end of the field. Here we have the Box of Doom for very important roles. This feels pretty damn significant. I'll tell you straight up, this skeleton quarterback has got a +5 to its athletics check.
Well, as do I.
It is a matter of you need to roll one higher than this quarterback to not get grappled.
I'll take those odds.
Go ahead and set it down right there. 3, 2, 1.
We both rolled like trash.
5 and a 2.
You
just
full,
some sloppy play.
You sloppy play. You just full on Heisman this skeleton. Bam! Rush past with Riz and the ball. Make it here, and I'll just need one last, just a DC, literally a DC 5, don't roll a 1, athletics check for you.
7.
Oh, it looked like a 1.
It looked like a 1. Very much like a 1.
You see, bam, you slam Riz and the ball into the chest.
Can I immediately turn and give the middle finger?
A DC 15 dexterity save.
I'm gonna give him my other divination roll, which is a 16. There is no way we are dunking the ball.
My blood was just so, I was just so hot in the moment that I wasn't, there was no thought.
I thought I was just on board for the ride, and then.
You leap out. You turn. Wait, will you turn around and do what to the coach?
Fucking straight up, like, what's good? What's like all of my like all of the fans and like kind of air that I care about is gone in this moment of just pure fuck you, dog.
I'm trying to run up and do that butt thing that football players do.
Like,
in his knee.
Every skeleton is straight up vaporized off the field. Instantaneously, you hear the vaporized of the other skeletons running away.
Y'all, we need to murder these last two.
Incredible. Daybreak goes one, two, three, four.
Do I get an attack on him?
You do get an attack on him. He's going to take an attack on you on his way past you.
Crazy.
And he misses that attack on you. But go ahead and take an attack on him.
Ooh, I only got a 14.
14 does not hit. Rushes past you and takes, you see, he goes like, nice play, kid. But we're going overtime. And that's going to be Adine's turn.
I mean, I'm just going to take my full dash action. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If you dash, can you still attack? Or you, that's your whole turn?
No, 6. How is he 120 feet from me, this dude?
Oh, dope.
Oh, yeah, because he was
sniping. Oh, fucking hell yeah.
So I can do that.
Sniping.
He's for sure within 120, yeah.
Great. I will cast Ray of Sickness on that motherfucker.
What type of save is that again?
So it is a constitution saving throw.
And what's the DC on that?
15.
Incredible. You are looking at Rog Barkrock. You see he says, freak like you goes, Foo! And right in between your faces, a pulsating beam of green energy hits Daybreak right in the back of his kidneys, and you just hear the most violent shitting of pants ever. It literally, you hear like a fucking lawnmower starting fully evacuating his bowels. His fucking sweatpants drop a full foot. He goes, snot, weeping, blood coming out of his eyes, fully hit by the ray of sickness.
Great. Oh my god.
So he's poisoned and he takes 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage, awesome. He's so fucked up. Riz, that's you.
Dope. I'm going to pick up the chest, and then I'm going to run back like by the scoreboard and stuff, and I'm gonna hide.
You're gonna hide behind.
I'm just gonna hide.
Dope. Go ahead and give me a stealth check. I'll say with disadvantage because you're trying to hide a big object.
Okay, cool. Not great. Ooh. 2 plus 3, 13. And I'll use my bardic inspiration.
18. Whew. You like stuff the chest behind something as fast as you possibly can. And that's like a bonus action.
Yeah, actually,
turn,
I
right?
could just do this as a bonus action. Okay, so I'm just hiding with the chest with my gun out, just sitting there waiting for somebody to come out. fucking Macaulay Culkin style.
The poisoned coach Daybreak goes, oh God, oh God, time to pull out the big guns, reaches into the pocket of his sweatpants, pulls out a little palimpsest, a crystal palimpsest, and goes, hoot, growl, shatters it on the ground, and you hear, and an owlbear appears on the field.
Oh, shit.
Next
I'm sorry, that's a literal owlbear?
That's a literal owlbear. The school mascot in terrifying three-dimensional.
That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my whole
life. It
looks
like that thing that really wants the acorn in Ice Age.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And this thing begins to charge Adine.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
They're probably fast.
Just tearing across the field towards you. But that's just its movement. It doesn't take an attack until next turn. that's going to be Fig.
Okay, if I cast Shatter, are they both in a 10-foot radius sphere? Are these two? Can I hit both of them?
No, they are farther than 10 feet apart.
Okay, then I'm just going to... 1, 2, 3.
Where are you going?
You got it, girl.
Adai's gonna die.
Wait, are you low health-wise?
I'm always low health. I'm okay.
Kristen Applebee's is nearby.
Yeah, we'll go. Hey, we'll get to you.
I think we should get rid of the coach.
That's so funny. Bye.
And then I'm gonna say to Coach Daybreak, "Oh, I can't get in your head." And I'm gonna try and cast Dissonant Whispers again, this time at a second level.
I believe he has disadvantage now because of being poisoned. Nice. And again, that's a wisdom saving throw. What's the DC?
16.
Nice.
16. Dope, full effect.
Yeah. Got into your head, bitch. Okay, that's going to be two ones. Okay, it's going to be 9. Probably did less damage than I did.
Whatever, I'm in your head.
How much damage is that? Sorry?
That's going to be 7 plus 2, 9.
9 damage, great.
And he also, he has to use his reaction to move as far as his speed allows him away from me.
Just his reaction, though, correct? Yeah. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a reaction available to use.
Okay, and then I'm going to look at Adine and give her a wink.
That's so confusing right now.
That's going to be Kristen.
It's because I believe in you.
Great.
Sexual 15-year-old.
I am going to...
That was your first kiss, that dwarven doctor?
He's hot.
He's just an adult man.
He's a man.
Hot.
In Elvish, I say, what should I do?
I say WWRMD. What would Ricky Martin do?
I use my full action to dance.
I don't
know. There's also a whole person could be helpful. I was thinking of that. Either, I bet you Rog, was it Rog?
Rog.
Rog is probably has very low wisdom, I would think. He's not a smart guy.
Yeah.
You could keep him in place, which would be fucking helpful.
Yeah. So 60, how many squares is 60 feet?
60 feet is, definitely Rog is within range, for
sure.
Oh,
cool. Then I'm just going to move closer to Adon.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's great.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, and then cast Hold Person on Rog.
He's going to make a saving throw. What's the DC on that?
16.
You hold your hand aloft. Power of the heavens awaits. Rog turns up and goes, what are you and freezes in place.
Sick.
Hell yeah. That's going to be Gorgug.
Okay. He can't even, like, defend himself?
It doesn't look great.
I'm just going to scream and do a reckless attack on him. It's just one attack with advantage. Okay. Ooh, good thing I did that. One nat one, and then one, an 8 plus 3 plus 7. So 18.
18 damage?
18 hit.
18 hit. Certainly you hit.
Oh, should I even roll?
You have advantage on every attack. He's paralyzed.
Okay, great. Great. So the first one does 8 plus 6, 14 damage.
Jesus Christ.
And then the next one is a nat 20. Finally got one.
You're gonna roll. You're gonna roll 3d12 plus.
Yes.
What is savage attacks on critical add additional damage?
So that means it's normally just 2d12 because it's a critical. Gotcha. It's 3d12 because of savage attack. So go ahead and roll 3d12 plus your damage modifier.
Savage.
Wow. Ooh. Oh wait.
Yeah, that's.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. So 18.
It's a 9.
Oh, whoa, 21, 26 plus 6, 32.
Jesus Christ.
Specify he's that we want to murder him, not just knock him out.
Roll another attack
and
with
advantage.
And then
have my frenzy.
Yeah, your frenzy.
That's going to hit.
Yeah, 22. Go for it. Roll, go ahead and roll d12 plus damage.
Ooh, 16. Oh, 18.
Jesus.
I got 12.
As soon as he freezes. Kristen, I don't know what you were assuming was going to happen. You raise your hand up to Rog, him going like, and he freezes.
And I say, freeze, I want to talk to you.
Stop picking on me!
You fucking wail. Just bone and blood just showering all over you. Rog is fully fucking dead on the ground.
And good move still, I guess. I'm going to run. I'm gonna go this way.
Cool.
I'm flying.
You're fully flying, yeah.
So I can get to here.
Flank it.
Oh my god, I hope you guys fight in the air.
This would normally be Rog's turn, but he's fucking dead.
See ya.
Because we're killing it this round.
Fabian, like, that's you. You hear from far away. And the hangman skids into place in front of you.
Fantastic. Can I immediately mount it and then drive it straight at Coach Daybreak?
You may absolutely do that. Incredible.
Let's play!
Go ahead and are you, yeah, do you want to try to like knock him prone?
Hell or? Yes.
Okay, you may use one of your attacks to make an opposed athletics check.
Great.
I'm going to say with advantage because you're mounted on a motorcycle.
Okay, fantastic.
You have to beat a, he did not roll well. You have to beat a 15.
On an
athletics
check. And I have advantage.
You have advantage.
The flat 16 without athletics, so.
See if you, 21.
See if you crit.
Oh, let's see, do I crit? I do not crit.
Okay, and you may use your other, your extra attack this round as well if you'd like.
Cut his fucking head off, man.
That's only 11.
Do you get advantage though? Because he would knock him prone with the first attack, right?
Yeah, he's prone, because so you get advantage.
Oh, fantastic. 16.
16 hits exactly.
Great. Fuck you, man. You suck as a teacher.
And then that'll be 11.
Jesus Christ. Coach Daybreak has just blasted shit all over the inside of his sweatpants. All his skeletons are dead. Your incredible gilded demon motorcycle flies out of the fucking stadium. You go astride it, run him over and stab him in the dick.
Oh, hell yes.
Bam! Goes, oh, God! It didn't go right! That is now going to be Daybreak's turn. He leaps up and is going to rush. 1, 2, 3. He's going to take a bunch of attacks at Fabian, but they're all at disadvantage. That's a miss. That's a hit. That's a hit as well. He deals Fabian first. 11 points of damage, and then 13 points of damage. So, slashing you with a spear. You got no heart, kid. You never be an owlbear. You know, who growl? Who growl?
I just revved the shit out of my motorcycle.
Adeline, that's you.
Can I do a cone of damage upwards?
I don't
want to hit Gorgog. But I have a 30-foot cone burning hands. Can I like put my hand underneath the fucking owlbear and go?
You can. You can also sidestep if you want.
Oh, okay. So can I sidestep to here and I don't get an attack of opportunity?
No attack of opportunity.
Great.
5e attacks of opportunity are only when you leave.
Oh, great. So I will do burning hands as a third level spell.
Dope.
Which is 5d6, and they have to make a dexterity saving throw, and
fails the dexterity saving throw. You roll full damage.
5d6, 2, 19, and then one more.
Yeah.
20!
Jesus!
Dang, Adon has attack.
You light up this owlbear. Screaming hellishly. Riz, that's you.
Dope. I am going to leave the chest, pop out enough to shoot at Daybreak.
Okay, cool. You pop out over here and take a shot at him.
Yep.
Go for it.
11, 18.
That's gonna hit.
Sweet. Seven, nine, 13 damage.
Ooh!
Plus I'll do Fury of the Small, so I can add my level to that damage.
Damn.
So another 5.
Fire, bam, blast the coach in the back. The owl bear.
I'm gonna go back and hide.
Cool. Owlbear turns and is going to attack Adine. Ooh, that's not great.
Should have saved some of my.
Adine takes 10 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
And then that's from the beak. The claw deals you 16 points of damage.
26. Jesus.
Okay.
How many do you have left?
9.
That is going to be Fig.
Okay. I would like to cast Suggestion on the coach.
Okay.
And I would like to turn to him and say, and also a phrase that asks a suggestion. You should tell me the names of the other teachers who are working to bring about the apocalypse with the Harvest Men.
You cast a spell, hits that fucking thick head, and nothing.
God damn it. All right, I wink at Kristen Appleby's. You might need a test.
Thanks.
Kristen, speaking of which, it's your turn.
That was weird, right? That's fucking weird. Okay, can I do just a perception check on, like, the whole chest plan that we're currently working with? Just to see, like, it's good that we have it in the chest.
Yeah, and, sure, go for it.
Let's see, 16.
Yeah, it seems like these skeletons would have kept coming back, and the main thing is that the chest locked itself again. So, you know, like in other words, they don't have a full team to try to get this thing to the portal anymore.
Cool. Love it. Cool. I'm going to run as close as I can to Adine.
Awesome. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you can make it to Adine.
Cool. And then can I do a Cure Wounds?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I only cast that once per, or it just takes spell slot,
it's just
right?
A spell slot. All
right, and that's just my second, third level spell. How many could you possibly be healed by?
I wouldn't use a third level spell on me because I can only get to 35.
Okay, then I'm going to use a second level of that.
Dope.
All right, Adine. 16.
Great, thank you.
And then I won't get you.
It's just not the same when you do it. I don't know what it is.
That's going to be Gorgug.
All right, I'm taking a step at this owl bear.
Take him into the sky.
Yeah, is it flying?
Yeah,
can we fly it in the air?
It doesn't look like it can fly, actually.
Face me in the air!
So you
come
land.
Back down to the ground. I'm just going to take a reckless attack on this guy.
Go for it.
All right. That's a 28.
That hits. Net.
Okay, so.
That hits, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So I hit it for 5 plus 11.
Wham! Roll again, roll another attack.
Yeah. Okay, I hit, well, that's 24.
Hits, go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. That's 18. 18 damage on that one.
Ooh, Jesus.
Wow.
Now it's, I'm frenzied here.
Go for it.
That's, that hits for sure.
Go ahead and roll.
Another 11.
Another 11 damage?
Yes.
Ooh.
nuts.
Natty!
You come up as this thing turns to Adine after she's healed. You raise your axe up, and after two blows, fully decapitate this beautiful creature. Ah!
It's so beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god, Kristen, can you heal it?
Yeah.
Please, it's I can't kill an animal.
Can you cast Bardic Inspiration on it?
Yeah, guys, I cast Bardic Inspiration just on the head.
Fabian, that's you.
And still the head is like, what did that mean?
Is it possible to drag Coach Daybreak with the motorcycle?
All your attacks with him are so spiteful.
Yeah. You would have to make an athletics grapple check.
Happily.
To drag him. So go ahead and roll. No advantage this time. So just rolling a flat athletics. I'll tell you what the coach gets, what you have to beat. The coach got a 16. You have to beat a 16.
With athletics?
With an athletics check, you have to beat a 16.
Oh, okay, great. 18 all flat without my athletics. 23.
Go ahead and roll 2d6 for me.
Fuck yes. I've always wanted to drag this
Can
mother...
Can I spit on him as he's passing by?
Hey,
once again, this guy's kind of a role model for me growing up.
9.
You flip the hangman around, rush past him in his spear, skewer the thick, doughy back of his sweatshirt, and... Fully, where do you want to go? What direction?
Towards Gorgug.
Toward Gorgug? In a way that yeah. Can I do
like around?
Oh, full Tokyo Drift?
Oh,
yeah,
hell yeah.
Can I roll to see how green and gross my spit is?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, it's a 6, a 9.
Solidly gross.
Okay.
You hawk a loogie into his eye as bam, 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 his head bouncing off of the pavement, dragged behind your motorcycle.
Oh, I don't have any heart, you stupid motherfucker!
I'm starting to have a change of heart about my friend.
What if we decapitate Daybreak and then swap the heads of the owlbear and Daybreak? And
let's do it.
This is really actually freaking me out.
Daybreak.
Nah, it's cool.
Daybreak, make another post athletics check.
You got it.
Ooh, okay. That's, you have to beat a 24.
Do you have Bless?
I don't have Bless. I do not beat a 24.
He removes himself from the bike, moves here, and is going to take his attacks on Kristen Appleby.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
Never mind. Wait, this is so terrible.
He's such a bad guy. He was trying to bring up about the apocalypse. We can kill him with a motorcycle.
Yeah.
We can drag him to death.
Yeah, guys, let's not, nobody, everyone just dodge. We'll hook him on my motor. Let's attach him to my motorcycle.
You take 14 and then 16 and then 15 points of damage.
What? Oh my God.
That's 45. That's insane. I'm down to 10.
You see that Daybreak gets up, just looks at you and says, "You befriended these heretics and liars! You have rejected the faith, Kristen! You could have brought about an end to this wicked world."
Fuck.
That's really triggering for me.
That's going to be Adine.
He's not responded to any of your, like, wisdom saving throw spells, right?
I had one that I got on him. So it's not like he's immune to it.
Oh, okay.
I think he has high wisdom, so he rolls pretty well.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll try casting Tasha's Hideous Laughter on him.
Okay. His thick, dense skull bats the spell away. As he's just, like, frothing at the mouth with rage.
Okay.
Riz, that's going.
I'm just gonna move a little bit.
Sure. Riz, that's you, baby.
Okay. You know what? I don't wanna. I think the gun is technically a short bow, so I think that's 80 feet.
Mm-hmm.
How far is that?
You could take a full movement towards it and be within range.
You could be around here.
I can't leave the chest. I don't want him to get the chest. I am going to go back into Kevin McAllister mode. but this time I would like to kind of climb up and take my rapier out and be ready to like jump on somebody who comes for the chest.
Cool, you fully prepare your action.
And I go like this.
And we're like, what was that?
It was so cool, right?
Before Fig, that's you.
All right, let's do this old school. I'm just gonna come over here and swing my fucking bass at him.
Go for it.
Fuck him up. Does 11 hit?
It does not.
Well, the good news is healing word. I'll give you a healing word for.
Oh nice. Healing word too?
Yeah, it's not that much though, unfortunately.
That's okay.
And I only have a first level. Oh god, it's so bad. 9.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, that was my bonus. Never mind.
Kristen, that's gonna be you.
I'm so hurt.
I'm so hurt.
Heal yourself. You know, sometimes you need some self-care.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna heal myself with a second level cure wounds. Which is a D8?
Yeah.
Dope. Second level will be 2, yeah.
Sick. All right. Fuck you, Daybreak. Hell yeah. 23.
Cool. That is now going to be Gorgug.
I'm gonna look over at this mess behind me and fly around over flying. Here.
Oh my god.
And say, fight me in the sky! And begrudgingly kind of land. I mean, let's face it, I'm gonna reckless attack on this man.
Yeah.
Go for it.
We got him surrounded.
Ooh, yeah, that 17 plus 24.
That'll hit.
That hits for 15.
Okay. Roll again.
Then. I don't get advantage on that one. Sorry, I forgot. It's just the first one. So that would be, yeah, that's 22 or something like that.
Oh, that's gonna hit, yep.
Ooh, that is 13.
13 damage, cool.
Yes.
Awesome, roll again.
Frenzy.
Jesus Christ.
So that is only, that's 14.
14 is a miss.
Okay.
You slash into his back. You see that his sweatshirt and tatters falls off his body, just covered in blood. Got those like old gray chest hairs. Surrounded on all sides. You miss on that last one. He's going to actually take a reaction. What's your armor class?
Armor class is 14.
He hits you for 20 points of damage.
Halved
to 10.
He's very strong.
I'm at 61.
Flying. Oh. Does that affect it?
I guess I can try to heal you if I move.
He's at
60.
No, I'm kidding.
Fabian, that is you.
All right. Can I attack him, and then can my motorcycle also attack him?
Sure.
Great. So I guess I'll attack. 20, not nat.
20 hits.
19, not that.
Hits as well.
And then, 14 damage, and then 9 damage.
You lunge forward on the hangman, as he turns momentarily to see the flying Gorgug behind him, horribly injured by the axe. As he turns around, he presents one moment of weakness, which is all you need. Rapier to flash forward and blood gushes out of his slit throat. He falls to his knees. No.
What funny thing about that? I might be taking yours. And then for a second, I consider actually removing a man's heart from his chest And like, I'm like, that's something my father would do. But it's a little too much.
I say, hey, Fabian, what's going on? You're kind of like slowly, you're mouthing some stuff to yourself.
Sorry, I was thinking about actually.
As you guys check in with each other emotionally, Coach Daybreak falls to the ground and dies.
Oh.
Can I remove his whistle?
Yes, you may.
I want to run over to Rog and put my boot on his throat,
okay,
so that whenever he comes to, we can, I can interrogate him.
Okay, you go put your boot on his throat. Cool.
Be ready for that.
Does anyone else take an action right now?
Yeah, I will join. I'm gonna bring the chest. And I'm gonna join Fig there, and I'm gonna call for everybody else to come around.
I'm gonna see if would I be able to use his weapon?
His weapon? Possibly. I will also point out again that when I say dies, I mean he drops. So yeah. Coach Daybreak and Ron are both dropped right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
For sure kill Daybreak, but yeah, we should talk to this guy.
Let's kill Daybreak. I've got Whisper of Terrors that I've been meaning to use. I don't know if we'll do it this session or next, but I've got Whisper of Terrors
let's tie him up, because also, like, we just killed the coach. We already killed two teachers.
Oh, take Daybreak. You could also... I was going to say you could take Daybreak's outfit and I could impersonate him, but his pants are full of shit.
His pants are full of shit and his clothes are all cut out.
Can I make a perception check?
I'll make a perception check.
Yeah, I would like to do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, could you guys for sure kill this god monster?
Yeah, I think we...
He's not a
I think
good
we
guy.
Killed
this. Ooh, I got a nat 20.
A nat 20 on a what?
Perception check.
You look over and see that as you guys are just sort of discussing what to do, you see that Rog, the paralysis... ends on him, and he is fully dead.
Oh, Rog is fully dead.
I just rolled three failures in a row for his death saves.
Okay, I was going to revive
him. I've been keeping track. He's been dead for a couple rounds, so I've been rolling on his turn.
Got it.
Okay, revivify him?
You do have revivify.
I do, yeah.
Do we want to?
Do you have a third level spell slot left?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I do. I have one third level spell slot left.
He's a student. He's a piece of shit, but I don't want to kill him.
Maybe we...
I mean, I think
I don't know.
I mean,
if we bring him back to life, my thought is I have this Whisper of Terrors thing where I can basically make him super paranoid for like an hour.
Can you guys kill Coach Daybreak? Anybody over there, just kill him?
He's dead.
He's rolling death saving throws. Riz walks over and shoots Daybreak in the head.
Christ!
Bam! He's
fucking fully
like demon who wanted to cause the apocalypse.
Yes,
we can save the kid.
Yeah, but he still gave me detention. All right.
I keep shooting him.
Can I do a perception check on this chest?
Sure. Go for it.
Oh wow! I don't. It's hard to add up all those numbers, but that's gonna be a 4.
This man.
No.
It's possible that this is an illusion, and that this is some.
I tried to put my hand through it.
You hurt your hand as you jab it, kind of too hard with your fingers.
Is my detect magic still working?
Yes.
What the fuck is going on? The
chest has some runic element on it that was probably a one-time thing that they were able to open. They must have used some kind of scroll or special use effect to open the chest to begin with. You see that it has powerful conjuration runes all over it, which have to do with teleportation and opening portals to other worlds, correspondence magic, basically.
Can we rub off all those runes?
Well, they're deeply carved into the metal and wood of the chest.
We gotta make a decision about Rog, because revivify only lasts for, or only works a minute after they're dead.
I'm gonna say that you have 20 seconds to make a call.
I think we should save him.
Save him. He's a kid.
I'm tied him up. I'm tying him up with amp cords.
Yeah, we're around him.
Kristen, you run over. You guys are all...
Can I just put him in a headlock, too?
Sure. So you, as you're remembering, you get, like, fully underneath him, but, like, on his back.
Rear naked choke style.
incredible. You guys fully move around. You see that Rog...
You lost, man.
Yeah, guess what, bitch? You're a bitch now.
I'm gonna use my harvest. My whisper of terrors, which means that I'll seed paranoia in him. The Harvestman sold you out.
What?
Yeah, Coach Daybreak, he sold you out. He wanted us to kill you.
Coach Daybreak would never sell me out. Number one. Coach Daybreak is number one.
Then why did he give Fabian his whistle?
He said you had no heart.
It's not true, Owlbear, through and through. Hoot crow, go Owlbear.
He had me take your Letterman jacket away.
Can someone go get the owlbear's head?
We don't even know for a fact that he wasn't under some spell. We're just bullying this recently dead boy.
He's been bullying us the whole
time. He's been really fucking with me, okay? He's been really fucking with me.
He gave me the nickname The Ball and threw me in the trash, but he's dead, okay?
I have to tell you, for your own good, this is Whispered Terror shit, you have to transfer to Mumble School.
How does this ability work? What are you doing to this guy? What's happening?
It gives him, if you speak to a humanoid for 1 minute, you can seed paranoia. And at the end, they make a wisdom saving throw. And then if they fail, they're frightened for 1 hour.
Okay. See, he goes, no, don't send me to Mumble. Don't send me to Mumble.
You're ruined here. You have to go to Mumble and try and start over.
No way. No way. Owlbear forever. Oh, I feel sick.
Everybody here is calling you shit pants.
Yeah.
Why? I didn't. Why?
You shit coach's
Hold
pants.
Hold up the coach's pants.
I'm wearing my pants.
We switched the pants.
Dude, we hooked you up.
We
man.
Fucking switched their pants, dude.
Here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. During the game, you passed out and you shit yourself. But we're owlbears to the core, too.
Hoot growl.
So we switched you out of your sweatpants.
Out of a favor for you. But if you cross us, we will tell everyone that you shit your pants.
Little baby shit pants.
All right. Go ahead and make whatever rolls you do.
Yeah, our role is that the official role is that we wanna if he doesn't join us, we're gonna tell everyone he shit his pants.
Okay, the investigation role. That's going to be an intimidate check.
Okay.
You guys can also choose to, as a group, just give aid and give advantage to somebody else.
Yeah. I have intimidation.
Cool. So go ahead and roll with advantage.
Okay. That 20.
No way. You got mumbles, bro.
No,
do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You can't tell people that I shit my pants.
For the rest of our tenure at this school, you will defend us with your body to anyone who tries to say anything bad about us, smear our names, even so much as cheat off of us on a test. You will destroy them.
Yeah, you think that we're really cool. And you're gonna vote for Fabian for prom king.
Yeah, you're gonna vote for Fabian.
And Fig, the prom king and queen.
Oh yeah, yeah, Fabian and Fig. Yeah, sure, I'll take it.
Also, what happened here?
what was the coach having you do, man?
That's all our time for this week on Fantasy High. Tune in next week to see the continuing saga of our heroes choking out this jock on the field, making him promise to protect them.
It just feels so good.
Yeah, you freaking got you, dude.
Coach was the fucking boss, but after the shit happened with that corn in the cafeteria, he looked shook.
You're not a bad guy, Rog.
Yeah, you're a good
Rog,
guy.
We're glad we brought you back to life.
There's something in your head of like a clue or something you missed that just tickles the back of your mind.
This is where I've been finding some answers.
You get that out of our house right now! Time's coming up, and it's worse than you think. You wake up in bed.
Oh, God.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.